o'clock hour, starting at 10:15.
Of World
Eaters. Log on today or what?
Feels like it. Feels like it. Since I mismanaged the clock, which is nothing new here, I do have one final question on this, because I think I don't like spending time on things that are unlikely to happen. And I kept saying this as we discussed Devontae, which made so much sense. I don't know. I don't know if Goody has any interest. And I hated the idea that it all made sense to all of us, but not made sense to him. And we spent all that time, and Goody was never going to do it. Never. Never even contacted him or his agent, Frank Bauer. Ever. Period. So the Rodgers to Minnesota thing, also, you just heard what Adam Schefter said about the likelihood. He called it a long shot.
Yeah.
That said, will the vitriol be far less for him? Like, would it be met with more of a collective shrug than the white-hot intensity that you were part of? And yeah. You remember how the head coach, very obsessed with beating old Brett, and not very good at handling it in 2009. Do you think from a fan perspective and from a team perspective, it won't be anything close to that, or do you think I'm underestimating it?
No, it won't be close to it, but it's not going to be in the same ballpark as what the Favre thing was. I think as we've seen over the last 2 years, the time has kind of went by. Jordan has established himself, and you know, at that point, Favre was still playing at an MVP level. And for whatever reason, you could look at all of the different circumstances. People were ready to move on. I think the Favre piece, you weren't, which is ironic because I think everybody knew Rodgers was in a much better spot than Jordan Love was. But it's just people had enough. And I think they still do. And they realize with what Aaron did with the injury and how he's played, I don't think it's going to be as big of a deal, but it will. I promise you this. It'll be a big deal when that game comes. And I would bet that the NFL will schedule the Packers and Vikings very early in that in next season, if that does come about. And the passion and all of the intrigue will be red hot or white hot at that point. But I don't think, and that's why I wanted to ask our fans that question. I think from our standpoint, we knew that that was going to be a big challenge with Favre playing at that level with that team. I don't think we know that yet because Aaron didn't play probably to the level we've expected. That doesn't mean he still can't. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got that, as you put it, scorched earth vibe to him.
That is how I put
it. He will be all fired up, but Brett was not 42. Brett was 38, 39. There is a difference in that too. So it will not be the same passion, but I can assure you if he walks down that field at Lambeau in a purple or a white uniform, he will be booed vociferously if that happens.
All right. We have you until 10:30. Is that correct?
We do. Yeah, we have another segment. Yep.
All right. Well, I want to get to your guy, Dove Kleiman, who I still don't understand what happened with that account and who that
deal.
Is.
That's an odd situation.
But whoever they are posted something that caught both my attention and Jesse's yesterday. So I want to get to that. But before that, if Aaron Rodgers joins the Vikings, will you promise right now to play him on Prize Picks every single week that he is available?
No, I won't make that promise.
Well, tell us about Prize Picks anyway.
Prize Picks, the best place to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody and simple. More or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 1,000 times your cash. It is the best place to go. You have all kinds of fun basketball stuff coming up. You can combine that with baseball that just started over in Japan, hockey, esports, and much more. Don't miss.
Run
your
game.
Maybe he won't be with us until 10:30. We will try to reconnect with old boy. And if not, Jesse and I will talk about this list because it really interested us. More next. It's Will D. Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Published this list, which I'm not going to lie, still a little sketch.
Who, Dove or the list?
Dove. I mean, the list, according to Dove.
So we don't think Dove is an actual human being, right?
No, he definitely, I mean, he may have been once upon a time, but we know he sold this account to somebody else, and be that as it may.
Okay.
Every NFL, MLB, and NBA stadium slash ballpark slash arena ranked by average review on Yelp, Google, TripAdvisor, and Facebook. Mm. And number one is Lambeau Field. But interestingly, American Family Field is 11th.
Okay.
In between Pittsburgh's PNC Park, Baltimore's Camden Yards, St. Louis's Busch Stadium, San Francisco's Oracle Park, Seattle's Lumen Field, Boston's Fenway Park, Chicago's Wrigley Field, and Miami's the Kaseya Center?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Target Miami's, Field in Minneapolis.
Miami's is great because nobody's there.
Easy to get parking and stand in line in the concession stand because there is no line. I wasn't surprised. Everybody loves Lambeau Field. It's a great place. American Family Field finishing 11th, I thought was great.
That's
news.
Good.
That's amazing.
Well, part of it is, too, I think, and not to toot Wisconsin's own horn, but part of it is the people love having fans come in. Like, I think Lambeau for sure, you want to have, it's not like Philly where you're firing eggs at people and doing this other stuff. You want people to have a good time and give good Yelp reviews. Hey, Frankie let me come and have a brat at his house. He gave me a beer and he let me use the bathroom. Like, there is the obviously the stadium and the
good
amenities
for
and
Frankie.
All this other stuff, but there is something about we want people, we want to beat you, but we want you to have a good time and tell your friends to come. Like, that's what we want as Wisconsin fans.
The Fiserv Forum ranking was 53rd.
Boy, I think the game experience in there is awesome. I do.
And then the bottom rung locations. SoFi Stadium in L.A., 85th. The Golden One Center in Sacramento, 86th. Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, 87th. Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, 88th, barely ahead of the Oakland Coliseum, which the Raiders left.
Running out of that place.
And last place, Commanders Field. I believe it's the old FedEx Field. That's why the Commanders want a new building, maybe back on the RFK Stadium grounds. Any of those surprise you that they're in the bottom? SoFi is a brand new place in L.A.
Yeah, L.A., it's just the fan experience. It's going to be beautiful. But, you know, Oakland, dump. Vegas surprises me.
Yeah,
because there's
too.
A lot to do. That one surprises me. But you know what they all could use?
They could use new bathrooms for Kohler Services.
New bathrooms. And it is the time to turn to Kohler Services. Family owned for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, $1,000 off your Lugstone shower remodel and no payment financing until 2026. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com. to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
We say goodbye to Tausch. Bye, Tausch.
See you guys.
And we say hello to our mystery guest. I can't wait to find out who it is. We'll all find out together next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I I think I know who our surprise guest is. It is not Warren Moon. It is not Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. I think, based on the music, it's either Bono or The Edge of U2. No. Almost as awesome, though, as Bono and The Edge. This was his walk-up music for many years on this program. And then Tausch just cast him aside like yesterday's newspaper, which the newspaper did to me earlier this year. It is the Badgers outsider, Derek Blakesley, on Wilde and Tausch making his triumphant return. DB, how you be?
Surprise!
I don't want to speak for Tausch. And I did inquire to ask whether you guys were on good terms because, man, he dropped you like a hot potato like late in that playoff game when Giannis didn't want any part of holding the basketball. And he said you guys are great. You're still good friends. Is that an accurate depiction of your relationship currently?
I think our relationship is just fine. It's better than it was when I was on the show. We talk a lot. I think it's kind of like not since the disappearance from of Steve from Blue's Clues has there been a less clear exit from a show. I think I was off and then just never on again for a long time. But no, we're good friends. I think the timing of it was generally pretty good. I think you can agree, Jason. Some of the conversations we were having toward the end there were getting pretty dark about some of the directions of the way the football program was headed and what was happening with collegiate sports in general. And so I think a little break from the discourse, and I think my replacements were probably pretty good too. So just super. I was always very grateful to be on the show. We had a great run. It's still, I listen quite frequently to the show and everything else. So, and then have some spot duty to show up periodically like today. I'm sure people are super excited, but I'm the surprise. I mean, this has to exceed expectations. I mean,
well, I'll be honest with you. I think there's been a lot of folks that have missed your very unvarnished opinions on University of Wisconsin athletics. Now, I don't think Chris McIntosh is among them. We had a difficult conversation a couple weeks ago with Evan Cohen about the football program, and Tausch gave me a Jason to try and not have to answer the question that had been posed. And we all get it, right? He's the color analyst on the Badgers radio network. We understand what that comes with. But you are not beholden to anyone. It's part of your charm.
No. I'm very grateful, Jason. A lot of people, when I wasn't on for a while, I mean a lot more than you would think, reached out and just were very, very nice. And some people did say there were conspiracy theories, which some degree is true. But I'm not going to go on the show, and I think in the whole country, there's just a lack of people that are willing to tell the truth. And I think it's stupid. I think we've gotten to a very stupid place where in any kind of discourse, you can't have an opinion and state it plainly, and let the facts stand on their own to try and be part of an argument. It turns into, you know, platitudes and everybody getting upset. And so, you know, here we are. But I'm okay with it. I was so again grateful for a lot of the nice things people had said, and the way I was treated very well by the show the whole time. By the way, I mean, just fabulous. So. But I do think there's a void. People need people to get on and say what's on their mind and flesh some things out, as opposed to trying to make everybody feel okay and not have to answer. I feel when I am on the air, the general public, the fan, the sports fan, has a voice. And that's what I've tried to do.
I got a Pepsi Zero Sugar here in your name, DB.
My God, it's got to be Zero Sugar. Pepsi's just flooding out of the fridges.
Barry Alvarez has taken on your role of critiquing the UW Athletic Program.
I don't think they're loving Coach over at the Athletic Department all that much either. I've heard him a couple times. He's also quite honest with his opinion.
He is. He's like the Derek Blakesley with a slightly better resume. Speaking of resumes, because there is a lot of excitement in the YouTube comments. Lots. There are people that are there. I got One, two, three, four exclamation points from Chris saying the Badgers outsider. Bob guessed correctly that it was you and then said, let's go.
They're more happy about Warren Moon. They're more happy about Derek's appearance.
But Geriad, our French correspondent in Canton, Ohio, asked the important question, which is, since you dropped off the face of the earth on this program, did you get into your high school Hall of Fame yet since your last appearance? Or because I haven't been working on your behalf, has that just sort of stalled like the quarterback carousel in the NFL?
I think everybody would know the answer to that question. I would have found a way. I would have called somebody and gotten on the show. And I guess we can ask publicly, Jason, you were going to be the catalyst to make all this happen. And here we are. It's now 2025. I'm not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
and,
well, you just disappeared. Like, again, this was like, who shot JR? Who ran Derek Blakesley off the show? And quite frankly, your friendship with Tausch may be great. I very rarely hear from you. I got to go back. Let me go into my text chains because I keep every text, which eats up a lot of space and memory on my phone.
Well, I think the truth is this. When you really boil it down, it's like, well, why is the outsider not on anymore? Well, I sat there on the show, and I talked about Arizona State football and Herm Edwards and having a GM and said, this is the direction it's going to go. We're going to have GMs. We're going to have front offices, and it's going to be run. And everybody said, you're an idiot. You're a moron. You don't know what you're talking about. I came on 2 weeks later. I said, Jordan Love's going to be the starting quarterback here. I don't know why we're all sitting around ruffling our feathers. Give him the money. Aaron Rodgers is going to go somewhere. He's going to get hurt. He's going to flop. It happens. And now we're still talking about it 2 years later. And I sat there and talked about all these other things, and everyone was just like, all right, you've got your opinions, and you don't know what you're talking about. Let's give this to the pros. Evan Cohen. Evan Cohen comes on the show. He's taken up some of my oxygen.
Hey,
when
no
I was
doubt.
In college, when Evan was at the UW, I was there at the same time. I was making all the girls' dreams come true at the college club on a Saturday night. He was sitting home in the dorm looking in the mirror and making sure he had non-regional diction. I don't know what he did. But it worked out pretty good for both of us. But I'm just saying, I think I got a little too accurate, too fast.
Well, the last time I heard from Derek Blakesley was on Saturday, November 16th. Wisconsin was playing Oregon. You asked me where my rooting interests were that evening, and I said for Sydney's basketball team. So there you have it. So now that you're here, and we're going to keep you for as long as possible because I and many, many others are thrilled to have you. My first question, though, is this, because we'll get to the Badger football program. We'll get to whatever else you have on your mind. But your friend, Mark Tauscher, proclaimed this a Final Four basketball team, the University of Wisconsin Men's Basketball Club. And then they proceeded to blow a lead to Oregon and lose at home to Penn State. Then they righted the ship and reached the finals of the Big Ten tournament. Where do the Badgers outsiders' expectations lie after the Badgers got hosed and got sent to Denver and are now playing on a short week? What are your expectations for a tournament run?
Well, they've been fun to watch, haven't they? It's been a really, really fun team to watch, easy to like. This is not a Final Four team, and I'll tell you why. I think when we're going to deal with other teams that have length and athleticism down in the post, Crowell is a good player, but offensive rebounding down the stretch when we play tight isn't good enough. And in one of these games, it's not going to be good enough. If anybody has watched the games where we struggled, I've never seen a basketball team in the history of our program, and we're in a great spot right now. And like I said, I've enjoyed it. I have my battles with streaming companies and what I'm going to subscribe to and what I will and will not watch because I have principles. But when I do watch them, I love the way that they play. Our ability to make shots is better than it's ever been. The way we move the ball is great. There's just that little tinge of whether we've got tired legs from four games in 4 days or not, where we're going to go for cold stretches. The offense, what Kirk Penny has contributed to Greg's operation, fantastic. I love it. Mm-hmm. I think we might have a good run in the tournament. but it just makes me think, if we've got length in the post and athleticism on the offensive boards in the last 4 to 5 minutes of these games, and we're a little bit tight and our legs are a little bit tired, I see us coming up a little bit short given the four teams that can beat us because of the draw we got, which is also ridiculous. People don't like when I talk about corruption either, and I have all of the tinge of a little bit of what the heck's going on here.
A lot of
things
tinges.
Don't make sense. Well, there's a tinge. And so all of a sudden you see a team that's hot. We're getting finally some national attention. We're putting up the points. Everybody wants Wisconsin to put up the points. We put up the points. We beat the teams. We go to the places that you got to win. We win. We have one bad game against Penn State where it doesn't work. All of a sudden we're playing basketball at 5,000 feet out somewhere 2,000 miles from home. When just as easily as a 3 seed and where we're at and what would be good for the fans, that's what drives me nuts. And maybe that game ran a little tired for me as far as my rants on that. But it's the greed and the egos hurt the experience. They've hurt the experience for the student-athlete. They've hurt the experience for the fan. Also, we've gotten to this mishmash of controversy, including, you know, Bubba down there in North Carolina, who just says, well, I'm the chairman of the committee. Chairman of the committee. I run the whole show, except for the 10 seconds I step out and have a cigarette. Well, then they just do whatever they want. It happens to be that we got one quad win for North Carolina in their tournament. Those two things, the move from not getting to play in Milwaukee for Wisconsin and throwing North Carolina in there when everybody on its face knows that it's ridiculous, is the stuff that makes me so mad as I get older. I'm afraid I'm going to have a stroke. That's how upset I get. And that's sometimes I can't hold it back, Jason.
So passion.
I've got
so
passion.
You do believe that they got hosed. That this is not, they lost to Penn State, which was a very bad loss to end the regular season. They didn't win. If they'd have won the Big Ten tournament, even though both those teams were dead dog tired by the time
that's not even a basketball game, that fourth game. You watch us compete against Michigan State. You look at the way the ball moves, the way we shoot free throws, all the things we do right as a team. Defensively, some of the things we're able to do. This is a team that people want to watch across the country. We have a star in John Tanjay. We got two of the coaches from from other teams that step up after and say he's the best player. So we got arguably the best conference in college basketball, arguably the best player, arguably with the most compelling team that's not completely bought and paid for up and down. And where are we going to play when we're on national TV on Thursday? Denver. And we're a 3 seed. Yeah. That's the type of stuff. I don't let that go. I don't just move on. It's like some of the things with the officiating and all these reviews. And everyone's like, well, that's terrible. And then they move on. I have a hard time as a regular guy spending my time away from my children or cleaning the house. And I'm going to make an investment in doing this and watching some of the things that they unfold. And then as all of a sudden we just move on to the next game, move on to the next thing. Well, sometimes I get stuck. I still know that Joel Stavi's knee was down. And I still have nightmares about it. That's how hard it is for me to move forward from some of these things. That's why I get frustrated.
In the interest of full disclosure, Joseph, in the ESPN Madison comments, frankly not excited, a bit underwhelmed with this surprise. I will try to keep an open mind and listen. Good content so far. Just expected a famous guest.
Has he been downtown on a Saturday night? Has he been downtown on a Saturday night when the outsider comes rolling in?
Downtown Reedsburg or downtown 40s. Somewhere else?
Well, downtown Reedsburg mainly. Loganville or Laval if you're real local in Sauk County. I come rolling in there sometimes. Yeah, I mean, people are going to be disappointed. I get it. I don't understand why you wouldn't want to hear from a fellow Badger, someone that's got a little skin in the game. Why, for the 5 millionth time, we're going to talk about how bad of a quarterback Aaron Rodgers has become? He should have retired 2 years ago. But yeah, we'll still talk about it day after day nationally. Sure, let's talk. Let's talk about a guy that can't evade the rush anymore. He can't do the things he wants to do. He's not a team guy. The reason he doesn't retire is because he's got nothing to retire to. That should be the end of the conversation. What more is there?
He's earned a victory lap on this one. It's fair. He called
it. Yeah, he called it. He undeniably did. I do want to get into where the Badger football program is at because you are unfiltered, unfettered. I wouldn't say unconnected because you have your connections. You're like Ben Brust getting that scoop on the Packers going to Ireland. You're on top of things. So I do want to get your thoughts on that. One more thing on basketball, though. You mentioned that this team is not entirely bought and paid for like other programs. I am curious what you think of the job that Greg Gard has done in assembling in the current landscape, and we'll talk about it in football realm next. But what do you think of the job Gardo has done? Because Tausch and I are obviously very much biased. We both consider Greg a friend, and we're always pulling for him. What do you think of the job Greg Gard has done with this team specifically?
I just listen to other coaches. And you listen to the press conferences. You listen to the press conferences after games, and what's the first thing? And even years where we're not excellent, coaches say, "Hey, when you know you're playing Wisconsin, you're playing against. They're not going to beat themselves. That's a big sign of having a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to go out and they're disciplined. They value the ball. All that. Those are the kinds of things that tell me he does the right things. When we get our revenue sharing money, and then we have to divide that up amongst players." We're limited to what we can do because we have a lot of success at UW across sports, including women's, which is interesting. So I think given the parameters that we operate in here, you know, we got a guy out of Verona or out of Oregon, lives over here, and so does my gym, Carvalho. He's a top player in the country. Everybody wants him. What are the odds that financially we can bring a player like that in? Probably zero. Mm-hmm. So we have to put teams together. Greg's got to put teams together that can compete in the top conference, and we're like at the top of the conference. I think his results, and I think the way he carries himself, and as a family man, I think that speaks for itself. My opinion of the average guy off the street, who knows nothing about enough about basketball, is just to listen to other coaches. He's fantastic, and we're lucky to have him, and we're getting the results. It's not going to be every year. We don't have the resources to do that, but. We can have years like this where it's going to be special. And I guarantee you, guys are making plans, because I know I am, of going down and watching Sweet 16, kind of getting that second weekend. And that's what Badger basketball's got to be, is trying to get to that second weekend and then see where the chips will fall.
Yeah, and the plans to go to Milwaukee on Friday, scuttled by the committee.
Why? God forbid make anybody happy and do the right thing. No way. NCAA
will do it. We'll do the right thing and spend more time talking to Derek, get his thoughts on where Badgers football stands as the spring practices are underway in Madison. Want to remind you, you know, doing the right thing, do the right thing if you've been injured in an accident. Make the call. One call, that's all. Gruber Law Offices, 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666, or go to the website, gruber-law.com. Find out more about the firm, all the great lawyers that are there. And again, David is affiliated with all your favorite teams. He does so much in our communities. He's the best. And you want the best on your team if you're fighting for your rights after an accident. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. Continuing our call with Derek Blakesley, the Badgers outsider. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Brewers.
They're really good at identifying talent. They're really good at developing talent.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
This is one of the best organizations in Major League Baseball.
100.5 ESPN.
Derek Blakesley. Some very excited at this surprise. Others, kind of mid. But he's never mid in my mind. And I do picture him running with his overalls across Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium. Maybe you can wear those when you go to see Coldplay or Morgan Wallen at old Camp Randall this summer. All right, Derek. Let's have the conversation. Tausch isn't here. Is Luke Fickell ultimately going to prove to be the right guy for Badger football?
I think Luke has got a little bit of time here. Look, this is a really complicated time in the sport. There were two points in the season, USC and Ohio State, where I thought we were a quarterback away from winning the football game. I mean, we didn't have a quarterback, and we had an offensive coordinator. The decision to bring Longo in wasn't bad. It just missed. We needed something different. And there was it was more than just a feeling we needed to do something different. We had to do something different. We did. I don't know what the hell that was when I watched it on the field for a couple of years. It was it was mind-numbing that we would go to running short zone routes in tight spaces with quarterbacks that couldn't see over the line. I mean, it was unbelievably complicated, simple offense, and that we did not have the athletes and the matchups to take advantage of. So we move on from that chapter. Luke's in the prime of his coaching career, and he's at Wisconsin. We only have so many resources to work with. And with that scarcity, there's things that are valuable to us. One is stability in our program. That's how we can bring people in. Athletes that still value the educational component. We have one of the finest universities in the world. But we got to hit in key positions. The reason we weren't winning games before is once you stop the run, we couldn't make you pay. So what we were saying offensively the last time before the unfortunate disappearance of the outsider was, we need to be able to push the ball down the field to get people into it too deep so we could have some blocking matchups up front so that we could run the ball and we might be able to get a quick score every once in a while to get the amount of points scored up. So now we're going to bring somebody in. We're going to do it a little way that fits the personnel we can bring in. Fickell's got time. And I think the athletic department is doing everything we can with the collective. I mean, really, it's going to come down to people are going to have to open up their wallets. Nobody wants to talk about this. It's uncomfortable. It's like, oh, we already give enough money for seats. It's going to take money. Talent out. And right now, until the rules go into place, I think it's going to be two-year contracts and some things to put some guardrails in place. It's going to take a lot of money to bring in the top talent skill players that are going to tilt the field and will be the difference in whether you win or lose some of these games. And we need a quarterback. And if we bring in one more quarterback that cannot get a first down with their feet on 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5, we will not have success in the Big Ten. We can't be pro-style drop-back passing. That's not going to happen. Even if we finally bring play action back into the fold, we need an athlete at quarterback that can earn first downs with their feet and can be effective with an option or other types of looks on the goal line so we're not down there kicking 15-yard field goals or not getting it on fourth down. We can't afford those momentum swings.
Derek, when you say it's going to take money, I know you're independently wealthy, even though you have all those kids and all those activities and hockey fees and everything else. Where does that money come from? Because I'm a proud alum of the University of Wisconsin. I set up a scholarship in the journalism school for my friend Tom Mulhern. Where are you going to come up with all this money? Because you don't have that money laying around. Neither do I. Do we have enough deep pockets until there is some sort of salary cap in place to do what you just said you need to do?
Hey, it's been a good year for Derek Blakesley, so don't. But not that good of a year. You're right. So. If I was advising, if you sat me down right now, and I sat with Mac, and I had an hour and a half, off the top of my head, there's two things I'd want to do. The people that are going to fund this and help get this thing back on track are going to be the former athletes and pro athletes that have made it big here. If Tausch was here, this is when he'd get up and walk out of the room. It's kind of like when the bill comes at the restaurant. He goes to the bathroom.
Sure.
He doesn't want any part of it.
Goes
it's
to find
be the
Tommy.
Former
In
athletes.
Fairness, he's not here.
It's true.
Oh, he took me off the air for a year. He's not here for 5-10 minutes. I'm going to have to tell the truth as it is. So, and I think that those former athletes and our current athletes, we need to leverage the partnerships that we have in the, you know, all the way up through the Fox Valley and all the way through the rest of the state. We got to take the show on the road and mount a bit of a PR campaign to raise money and to raise awareness about UW athletics, the collective, how the collective works, how revenue sharing works. And we got to involve our current players. And obviously then it takes generational money. Look, we're doing projects that are $238 million. We forgot to put a decent track in, but we still had the money to do it.
That's still unbelievable.
Right? It's unbelievable. And I would mention my good old friend Tara Clack Bell and her family helping with the track program to get some training in done. They're going out to Lodi. I was just reading.
Yeah, that's a great facility dad built.
The old former warehouse that Rich had available so we could get our Division I top end track program out
there. National championship contending track program, which is homeless, yes.
So there's it's a question about priorities. It's a question about the folks that have the generational wealth, you look at the buildings on campus, guys. You look at the Mortgage Foundation. You look at all the places. There's got to be a prioritization here. But I think if you're going to have guys that have made it big and they've made their money, we have the biotech industry. We've got other companies who've done very well around here. And I feel like at the end of the Alvarez era in football, some relationships with some of the donors, it got a little sour. Some of the money that was going into athletics was diverted into other parts of the university. There needs to be some repair. There needs to be the addition of athletes that they like to comment on what's happening with the program, but I'm not exactly sure the wallets are open yet.
That's a fair critique. Lots of opinions for sure.
You know, who wants the team to play better? Then Brian's going to have to shell out. If Melvin Gordon's got opinions, these guys that done the university has catapulted them to great places. There's more. You know, Russell Wilson. And so people are like, "Where's the money?"
Well, Russell Wilson was here for 6 months. I'm not sure he cares that much.
That was a tremendous 6 months.
It was.
That was almost as good of a surprise as me showing up for half an hour today. So the resources are there, but we got to get out to the public. I feel like generally the athletic department operates internally and into themselves and with the collective. That's got to flip. I would invert that. We have to be out in the communities. We got to be taking these college athletes and giving them, reimbursing them for their time. But get out, do the charity softball game, do the charity basketball game, go out and have the autograph sessions, work at the car, do the car dealership stuff and sign some balls and things, and talk about the things we're going to need. When people walk out of there, they have to understand how money's raised, how it's we got to make decisions about who's going to get it, actually individual players. And there is very little transparency. And most people don't know this. If you lose a player to Michigan State because they signed him to some contract, some NIL deal, you don't know what that number is. There is no transparency in accounting for what another school is paying.
Agreed.
So you don't know. You can't set a darn market. You can't set a darn market. And it goes back to the egos of the people of the NCAA that saw this coming. Because I can tell you, if a moron like me can walk off the street 3 years ago and talked to an award-winning journalist such as Jason Wilde, and we both sat there with our mouths open going, this is not going in a good direction in general for college athletics. And they just let the train wreck happen, and now we're sitting there trying to build the plane while it's flying, and it's difficult. But until the markets are set, you're painting a guessing game. And so people need to understand that. We need to put regulation around it that can be an enforcement. What does enforcement look like, and what's reasonable? I think in our society, this is a big thing because I may never be on again. You have to exercise discretion. People have to make choices and discretion and show that they have the freedom to make good choices on facts. And in the absence of that, stupid things happen. And when stupid things happen, we have consequences. And that's what we're seeing in Division I athletics, with an experience that athletes are struggling with. A lot of guys don't even find teams after they go into the portal. Their careers are over. They haven't gotten an education. It's a waste. And then a lot of fans don't even know who the starting five on their basketball team is, and much more, they're not going to know who it is next year. So, look, as a tactical matter of fact, we have to hit on a quarterback finally. And we've got to get to an offensive coordinator that when we go out there, I mean, let's talk about this, Jason. Everybody should know what the play is that we're going to run. We can't be calling timeouts because we have no idea when we're at the three-yard line about to score what everybody's role is, what their job is. And so that's why I'm optimistic, and I think that the athletic department is getting trashed far more than they should be for how difficult this is in our market and with a university that actually is legit as one of the top research universities in the world. There's a lot with the mission there that's very valuable, but this is a tough job, and until they get some rules, and I think Mac talked about it in front of Congress, we need to have a modus operandi so that everyone can then put their models in place and we can compete. It doesn't have to be a level playing field so much, but there has to be guardrails and safeguards to make sure that this just hasn't spun out of control, because eventually the dollars will stop flowing in when everything gets concentrated into a few schools, which you're seeing.
All right, Derek, last thing. If those guardrails are put in place and the money is there, do you believe that Luke Fickell will get the players and they will have that success? Because I just as you've been talking, I've had a number of folks, both in the YouTube comments, private talk and text line, a couple of tweets, they are They are fickle doubters. I am not in that group. I'm a wait and see person on Fickle. I was a Jim Leonard stan. I will acknowledge that. I don't think that that prevents me from giving Luke Fickle the credit that he deserves if things go the way you want. But there was a lot of fanfare and a lot of this was the perfect hire when it happened. And at this point, it doesn't feel quite that way.
Yeah, but I think there is a real conversation we have to talk about division of labor in a large football program. You know, if you know the guys on when a bad play, you know, negative play happens, we lose 2 yards. Like, oh, Luke Fickle doesn't know what plays right. You got to realize what the head coach's job is. Head coach is going back and forth with administration. You're going back and forth with partners. You're going back and forth with your recruiting apparatus. You're going back and forth with looking at finances. You got a calendar. You're supposed to follow. And then you sit in on some of the game planning, and I think Luke can manage all those things really well. It's hard to find a football guy that can handle administration like the one at UW well. Mm-hmm. And he can do that. He can get out in front of the media, and he can say the things he needs to say. He knows football. Given a set of circumstances that gives him a better chance at success, he missed on his offensive coordinator. But I don't mind that he was wrong or that he missed. He took a shot. He's got 2 years. This year is going to be tough. We got a tough schedule. Hopefully there's going to be more rules in play. We can get a big win. I just can't overstate it. Either you get a quarterback that can put points up one way or another, or you don't. And you're going to be in a reasonable offense that's going to, and you're going to find the matchups you want and be able to take advantage of the bottom of the conference. And in a home game, night game, take out one of the top guys during the year. That's where we're at right now. That's just the reality of it. And there were times we were much closer than people want to talk about doing just that. This year he gets a pass. We're going to see what this offense looks like. I think he can also recruit. The tools are there. He needs, my guess would be he's a little taken aback by the circumstances that he walked into when he finally started to peel the onion. So it's going to take time. It's a big ship, and we got big time competition of people putting tremendous amounts of money. The biggest risk in college football right now is not that we're going to have a minor league for the NFL. That's already happened. The biggest risk is that there's a two-tiered system in college football where you're recruiting kids, you're developing them, you're paying out of pocket, and as soon as they get good enough, they're going to go to the next echelon of college football. And you don't want to be below the line, be in the farm system for the farm system, because that's where dreams go to die. And that's what we need to avoid.
All right, Derek, before we let you go, again, in the interest of fairness, in the YouTube comments, we got Tim saying, I, too, am disappointed with this surprise. I usually tuned out when he came on. And then on the flip side, from C. Schaub, the outsider. I taught him the ropes of sales when he was just a youngin'. I can verify he knows how to party. Tell him Schabel says hi. So you're beloved of some.
Marquette alumnus. Chris is also we're in the same business, yeah. We're in the same business. Here's the thing: when you're on the radio and you're a big time celebrity, you're not going to be for everybody. And
Lord knows,
it'll be the guy that says he tunes out is the guy that I guarantee tunes in the next time
Well, that's a little bit 6 months or so, most likely.
That's a little better than the deal I was offered the last time, which was the non compete and non show up at all. She'll live in infamy.
Jesse has one last text that expresses the feelings of many.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is incredible. Mike in Madison, I'm going in for cancer surgery in 3 hours. Hearing the Badgers outsider makes my day.
Wow, the healing power of the outsider.
How cool is that?
That is overwhelming to respond to. And I don't know what your situation is, man, but I get the juju. I get the vibes that it's going to go well and you're going to get a positive outcome. So that's great, obviously.
Pretty powerful.
Yeah, powerful stuff.
Mike, when you come out of surgery, Derek Blakesley will be there with some ice chips and some Jell-O. And we wish you nothing but the best in your surgery. Speaking of wishing someone nothing but the best, Derek, I don't know when you'll be on again. Certainly, Tausch takes plenty of days off. So if he can have Orlovsky on when I'm not around, I can certainly have you on when he's not around. We appreciate you, buddy. It was great having you back. You're no Warren Moon, but you're not too shabby, buddy.
Always a pleasure, and I am, like everybody else, hoping we make a big run here in the tourney. I'll be available through Twitter on Thursday doing nothing other than watching basketball. So thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. And I guess see you in 2026. 2026, we're going to make
sticking
the
landing there, Derek.
That's why he's the best.
What am I, Nadia Comaneci here? I mean, I do the best I can.
2-4.
Back 2-2 with Roberson.
Last name Roberson, last name Wakesley.
Little memory lane. All right, that's Inside Pool, everybody. Nobody cares. Hey, have a good rest of the week. Thanks for having me on. Talk to you soon.
That is Derek Blakesley, the Badgers outsider, rejoining us for the first time in a long time. Could not be happier. Jesse, probably not the kind of, oh my God, it's a Pro Football Hall of Famer surprise. But still a really good surprise, and you know how much we love Derek. So
clearly there was a lot of positivity with his appearance. So
no doubt about it.
Glad we could make some people's days by bringing Derek back. And for those of you that didn't enjoy it, sorry.
Well, we wish Mike in Madison nothing but absolute best success with his surgery. We appreciate him sharing that. We are very late for starting the 11 o'clock hour, but Derek is worth it. And it's worth making the switch to Associated Bank as well. Paula and the girls and I made it. Gosh, it's going on a decade now that we made the switch. You should make it too. Not just for Packers checking, not just for Badgers checking, not just for Brewers checking. If you want any of those, we don't have any of those. What we do have is the best customer service in the industry. So go check out AssociatedBank.com. Find out more about early pay, where you get access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early. Find out more about credit monitoring and fraud protection. Find out about all the surcharge-free ATMs they have, over 30,000 of those. And find out what makes them special. They are a local bank. It's not branches that make them a local bank, although there are plenty of branches. It's their roots. Their roots are right here in Green Bay. Associated Bank, you've got this. The 11 o'clock hour starts late. We'll see if Tausch is here for it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.